Okay, today's story comes from Africa, from a country in Africa called Kenya. And there was a little boy, his name was Alvin Harold. And Alvin would get pocket money each week, and he would walk home from school and stop at a store and buy some nuts and some ice cream. That was his favorite to do when he'd stop home from the store. And then at church, you know, when he went to church on Sabbath, his daddy would give him some money to put in the offering plate. And so one day, his teacher at school said to all the children, you know, when you go to church, you need to give some of that money that your parents gave you, your pocket money that you can spend, you need to give that some of that money to the, in the offering plate. And Harold didn't like it that his teacher said that. He thought, I think she's talking to me. She's criticizing me. Anyway, he thought about it, and he would go walk home from school, and you know, every week his dad would give him some money, and he would stop at the store, and he would buy ice cream and eat the ice cream on the way. But he tried to keep some money for Jesus, but it didn't work. He never had money for Jesus, of his own money, you know, on Sabbath. And then, this was about 2 weeks, and by the way, Harold is about 10 years old, okay? And I think he was about in fifth grade or something like that. So one day he was walking home with his brother, who's 17 years old. That's a big kid, okay? And he wanted to go and buy some ice cream with his money. It was Thursday, and he has some money left over. And his brother said, I'm not going to walk. It's childish to walk licking an ice cream. I don't want you to do that. So I'm not going to walk with you if you're going to eat an ice cream whilst you walk. That's childish. That's embarrassing. So Harold was really, I'm not going to have an ice cream. Okay. So he didn't buy an ice cream that day. Well, when Sabbath came, he realized, I still got money left over to give to Jesus. And he put some money in the offering plate of his own money. And he felt good about it. I gave some of my own money to Jesus. And so the next week, he managed to keep some money and of his own money and give that to Jesus. And he was able to do this. And then he noticed he even had money left over, and he asked his dad to put it in his little savings jar. So he learned that Jesus blessed him. So somehow he had money left over, and he was able to buy some candy on the way home from school. And so we have to remember that for ourselves, that God wants us to give money to him. So let's see. This is, his name was Alvin, okay, and this is what his teacher told him. The Bible said, will a man rob God? How can you steal from God? God owns everything. God says, you have robbed me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. So remember, even when you grow up, even if you earn a tiny little bit of money, you have to always give a tithe and offering to Jesus to show him that. What do you show Jesus when you give him money? That he takes care of us. And so that's what Alvin remembered. He said, God's work is better than what I want. So that's our story.